Almighty God, who showest to them that be in error the light of thy truth, to the intent that they may return into the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion, that they may eschew those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear brethren, there seems to be an alarming escalation of conflict and madness abroad in society today. An ever-moving zeitgeist of deranged ideas and ideologies that is accelerating the demise of Western civilization. We have liberalism, feminism, child-centered learning, free love, homosexuality, gender ideology, reproductive rights, environmentalism, pandemic ideology, critical race theory, and probably many others. Now, why is this happening? It is extraordinary that so many people embrace these ideas and ideologies when they contain so many contradictions and devastating implications, like the mutilation of a child because you have encouraged it to be gender confused, or aborting a child in the name of healthcare, or fighting racial discrimination by forcing racial discrimination, equality of outcome rather than equality of opportunity. Now, leaving aside those who cynically embrace the zeitgeist for personal gain, they don't care whether it's true or false, as long as following the ideology is good for me. Leaving them aside, some, perhaps most, embrace the madness of modern ideologies because they have a craving to belong to the world. They will try to do the intellectual gymnastics, but failing to reconcile contradictory propositions of their different ideologies, they will accept them on faith because all the media, all the politicians and academics and global corporations and celebrities can't possibly be wrong together. And so they accept them by faith. Now, when these sorts of people, the people who want to go along the world, want to belong to the world, when challenged on the irreconcilable nature of their ideology, it is not unlikely that the discussion will terminate with the words, "Well, it's my truth." From there, the argument can go no further. It can go no further without grace. Now, if anyone says, "It's my truth," and then this really can be understood in two ways. First, it might mean, "This is what I've understood to be true." Or it could mean, "This is what I define as truth." Now, the first interpretation accepts that the truth is not determined by self, but only elucidated by the intellect, by simple apprehension or correct judgment or right reasoning about the reality which is outside of oneself. To say it's my truth in this way is actually an admission of humility, that one might be wrong. Now, to guide somebody, they just need further instruction. Now, the second understanding of "it's my truth" is to claim a divine prerogative. The only being that can say "my truth" as a claim of dominion over the truth is God. God owns the truth, one might say. Now, just quickly explain this. Just as a carpenter might look closely at his work and say with satisfaction, for example, "This door is true," because it conforms perfectly to the plan. God may look at a soul and say, "This soul is true," because it conforms to his plan. God is the author of truth. And we call this sort of truth, the conformity of a thing to the divine plan, we call it ontological truth. Now, this ontological truth exists in things. Now, we are not authors of the truth, but we may possess the truth. This happens when our intellect is sufficiently informed by the object under consideration. That is to say, we possess the truth when the intellectual copy of an exterior object we observe, or an idea we reflect upon, is the same as the original. And this is called logical truth. Now, this is the truth that we need to arrive at our perfection, that we need to possess. We have to understand, first of all, God, and first of all, our end, ourselves, all of these things. This is possession of the truth. This is the truth that the Catholic Church teaches. This is the truth that nature teaches. To arrive at our perfection, we need this truth, both supernatural and natural. Now, natural truths are seized through the senses by simple observation, judgment, and reasoning concerning the world around us. Supernatural truths are possessed by the supernatural virtue of faith applied to divine revelation contained in scripture and tradition and taught to us by the church. Now, the person who claims dominion over the truth is closed off from the outside world of himself. St. Thomas says that discussion with such a person, he says, it's my truth. He says further discussion is useless. Ultimately, the person who claims dominion over the truth echoes the non serviam of Lucifer, refusing to accept that there is an ultimate reference for all things, a datum, a measure of all things outside of oneself by which a thing is objectively true or false, good or bad. There is only one way such a poor, isolated and deceived soul may be helped, by divine grace, through membership of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, in the light of this, let us look at the collect today again. We find it most fitting for our crisis. Almighty God, who showest them that be in error the light of thy truth, to the intent that they may return into the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may eschew those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. So, how are we going to remedy this madness with which the whole of the Western world is afflicted? We have to bring them the light of the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only solution. We must preserve ourselves from the madness of modern society and look to be a light in modern society so that this madness will come to an end. Obviously, this is an immense task, but with all God's grace, everything is possible. Let us pray for that grace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.